It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 910.
Happy hump day, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on? It's all happening.
Notice anything different about me?
Yeah, you look sharp.
Thank you.
You have a nice haircut.
Thanks.
Nice haircut. And it doesn't look like it was done by yourself, so it means you have to have gone to a barber.
Went to Bianca at Razor Smith's on Smith Street. She was lovely.
Random? No, don't know this person?
No, I don't know her. But she was lovely, also a bit introverted, and so we just spoke about that.
Oh, great. No, that's it. That's the no banter barber. The next best is talk about your
unwillingness to talk.
Unwillingness to chat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is great. No, that is great.
She gave me a so how about this? I decided at 6:23 p.m. yesterday, I'm going to get my hair cut. I went to their website and booked in for 6:30 and then ran up Smith Street. I was sweating. There was a point I had so much sweat. It was just so obvious, like it was just piling on. The sun was beaming in, and I actually said, "Have you got something for this?" And she gave me a nice cold towel.
Oh, nice. And did she wash your hair? Just based on
we didn't
the
do the wash the hair. But the interesting thing is with the masks, they sort of get you to. They're like, okay, I'll just get you to take the mask off and hold it. So you sort of like holding it like this. It's very strange.
Oh yeah, you know, I did mine with my mask off last time.
Oh really?
And I watched another girl in the salon do it, and I was like, another girl. And I watched a girl in the salon, and I was like, I want to do that. I don't want to wear my. Everyone else had masks in the person cutting my hair.
Surely you have to though, don't you? Like, do you think that you would?
I don't know. Be maybe I got them on a good day. They were just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Don't worry about it."
Oh, okay.
I was like, "All right, mate. You know, that's fine." Far out. One thing, just quickly, I want to say, your haircut is great.
Thanks.
And it's amazing what a haircut can do for an individual.
Definitely.
Because I felt the same. That's when I got my side. I went in. The directive was cut the sides off. I reckon I'll look younger. Yeah. And sure enough, I walk out 16. Mm-hmm. And you've walked out looking 16 as well.
Yeah, and so my hair is, because the criticism Jess mentions my hair, and they used to have blonde hair for whatever reason. She always brings this up, and I say no, I do. I get blonde. She thinks that I tip it or something, but it's just naturally blonde. And so since I've cut it, it looks a bit blonder, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It's just the shorter down the bottom. It looks good. It's looking good, mate.
Thank you.
Looking good. But that sun will.
They did ask if I wanted sort of like clean lines, sharp lines. But I just decided that, I mean, I'm the guy that says no to any hair product. I'm not going to be the guy.
At the end?
Yeah, I said no.
Fair enough. No, that's what's the reason there? Sorry, just quickly.
I just felt that I don't want my hair to look the best it's going to look when I walk out. I don't want it because the problem is that if you put hair product in. And then I go home. What Bree's going to say is, that looks really good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hair product. And then it's going to start this whole thing of I have to use hair product every day. And then when you like...
So, it's Bree's fault.
No, it's not Bree's fault. No, but the thing is, the concern becomes, I just don't want to be the guy that has to rely on a hair product everywhere.
I get
like
that.
If you're on an island, you can't have a hair product. Like, I'd prefer just to set the standard of... When you see me, little effort has gone into it.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I'm more of the type of if I buy a car, I don't want to walk out with it dirty. I want to know what's sort of under that dirt. And so that's the, you know, like you want it looking tip top. You want to go out and go, this is what I paid for.
It's funny because I go the opposite way, which is like just give me, it's the whole thing around like farting in a relationship early. It's just like, let's be real. Let's get the, let's not use any tricksy stuff. Let's not do anything to make it look good for the moment.
Why is that person off to the bathroom all the time? Because they're farty in the bathroom. That's what's going on in your first date. Mm-hmm. Get real gassy. Just wanted to say congratulations, Georgie boy. It's your 20th episode of Hump Day Replay. That's dropped today.
Congratulations, JB.
20 weeks.
I hadn't listened yet, but Mr. 97 said it's a great episode with Brad Blanks.
He is great. Brad Blanks is a great man, very charismatic, lived a good life, seen a few things in his time. I tell you what, before I got on this call, Mm-hmm. I fuck it. I got done. I've been done by Facebook on a video. Not incriminating me. That's not what I mean by done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've started watching a soldier returns home from war, surprises his mother video, and next minute I'm crying. I'm crying and laughing at how I'm just fucking, oh, it's got me. Like in the moment of just sulking, I'm just like,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's such a basic bitch thing, crying over a soldier returning home from war video.
Well, it is Remembrance Day, and we were on a shoot, and we're at a school where they have the silence, the minute of silence. But they.
Tricky thing to do when working in radio, trying to do the minute silence. Oh,
what would you do? I guess you'd play the last post.
Yeah, it has to be something. Otherwise, it triggers in fucking Britney Spears.
Well, you do
Yes, something's being fed through slightly, like at a low sound. Mm-hmm. So
I'm just at Mason's in my home office, and he's just doing a no to the trumpet.
That, I actually didn't think that was bad. He's not hearing the full effect through a microphone. Yeah,
it actually sounds good. Yeah. But anyway, so the interesting thing was it's a very sort of a school that talks about accountability and everyone being organized. And so what we didn't realize is that they weren't going to tell you when the minute ended.
Yeah.
And so we sat there for 3.5 minutes, I reckon, before someone said, oh, like it's over, by the way.
Was Mason counting? Because remember how we did that game where you had to just put your hand up or close your eyes or something when you thought a minute had gone?
Well,
and he did about a minute 45.
Yeah. No, I just assumed that they would say, you know, thank you. The minute is now over. Thank you. I think that's what they used to do back in school days.
Yeah. God, I mean, I heard them talking about it on the radio this morning. I mean, I wonder if that's why I'm seeing that video today. I mean, it was posted on November 5. Soldier surprises his mum. It's very
The 11th. So,
yeah, it's very far after. So there's
Was it an Australian soldier?
Doesn't look like it. Looks like all US gear. But I mean, I just sort of felt. I just thought. I imagine that's Bodhi. Mm-hmm. Imagine that's his mum. You know, walking past. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, realizes it's him. I mean, the bigger question is: you're a dog for not messaging mum saying you're coming home. I mean, you did. It's all for content at that point, don't you reckon? Like,
The surprise.
What if he died on the bus on the way to see his mum?
Yeah, sure. So what's happened? So it's
a guy that, like, imagine you've come home from war, and war being just you've been over positioned in Iraq. Let's say that, and you've gone. Your mum's working at the dental clinic, and you've found a sort of area to sit out the front of her. Business and you've got a newspaper in front of your face holding it up, but you've got your attire on, your soldier
military
uniform,
stuff,
military uniform. And then the mum walks past and she's in her work gear, obviously off to get some lunch or something, and then spots this guy and sort of sees the profile and just does double check, triple take, and then says his name, and he looks over and she runs and jumps and legs around, kissing and snuggling.
Did she know at all that he was coming home?
No, that's the premise of every one of the soldier returning home from war surprise videos.
Well, the thing with the soldier coming home from war videos is there is the version which is the dog, where the dog's like super happy, or there is some at the airport where if they're at the airport at that point, they know.
See, the airport, if it's soldier, I get that. But there's something about the riskiness of what's, being in the army and the potential for what's to happen. It's not like man returns home from 6 weeks in Bali drinking bintangs to surprise mum.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's like bintang shorts on. Fucking bintang t-shirt, short sleeves.
That'd be a funny sort of thing.
But there's... And there's, oh, fuck off, would you? You're back already. It doesn't have the same effect. It doesn't take your mind to, could have died serving our country.
Yeah.
It's very funny. Very funny.
What else is happening? What's news in Tommy Jacket's life?
Oh, mate, I'm very happy about this. I mean, I don't even know this person. But I guess there's versions of just sort of sending good vibes and wishing and sort of vowing for people you don't even know that is positive for the world, positive for yourself. There is a guy, Dogface, He's the guy that was singing.
Who's the juice?
Sorry,
the,
he, drinking cranberry juice while on a longboard to Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
Yeah. And he lived in a caravan. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. He seemed really happy. He had a family. They lived there. But what it paints is his money, his financial situation hasn't been amazing. Mm-hmm. His attitude seems amazing. Yeah. And he is absolutely reaping the rewards. Like, you and I have talked about sort of what deals he could have done, like, mm-hmm. moving forward. He's done a video with him on a skateboard eating a burrito sponsored. He's doing something with Snoop Dogg. Like, he's right. making money. He's bought his wife, like, this big diamond ring, and he just seems so sweet. And there's something about it. It's like a snotty-nosed 19-year-old YouTuber that's buying a Lambo is makes you feel sick. You're like, fuck, dude. It's privilege. I mean, you've well done, but it's a bit annoying. This guy, for some reason, there is just like, he seems awesome.
Has he got an Instagram account or something, or how are you keeping sort of a track of what he's doing?
Yes, yeah, I follow him in Instagram.
Well, 3 Instagram accounts.
No, sorry. 3 million.
3 million followers.
3 million followers. Dogface208. D-O-double-G.
Dogface208.
Dogface208.
Okay.
And so he's doing merch, he's doing Cameo, he's doing so much, and he just looks like he's having such a good time. And there's memes about him now. It's like 2020 was going to shit until this guy appeared. And so imagine that. And so, I mean, it takes me back on the weekend. No, the other Sunday, went for a walk, got a kebab, sat in the park and ate it. I was by myself.
Do you remember when you went a week where you had a kebab every day?
I know, that was I know. A and I even time. Got you on the train at the end of that week.
Mate, I thought it was too much for me. That was saying something where it's like, man, just... Did it coincide with something? I think it coincided with you drinking or something. Like,
A depressive slump. The first... I've done that before. The first one was... on the one night, I did 2 kebabs with Hayden Dibb doing a kebab off. Where's the best kebab in Melbourne?
So it was content.
We made a video. Yeah, but then it sent me on a kebab spiral. Oh, it couldn't stop. I was eating kebab in the park watching these. You know when you go to... Have you ever had a spot that you and Bree go and sit and you really hope no one's there when you go? It could
we
be a cafe.
We actually have that with the cafe. Yeah. So Heritage Wall, where we go to in Camberwell, there's a there's a spot in the window where there's two... Like, it fits 2 people perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's our spot. And so, with booking, we can book it now. It's actually table 1.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah. Make or break sometimes. Amy and I had our love bench. We just called it the love bench when we...
Why is it called the love... That's how Bodhi was...
No, it's just a cute little name, you know, inside joke about nothing other than just its name being love bench.
What is the joke? There was no joke.
It was just a bench that we would sit on.
Was this where you proposed?
That's where I proposed. Mm-hmm. And so it became a routine. We just sat there. It was perfect amount of distance from her place to walk.
Did you ever fight at the love bench?
I don't think we did. We may have... One time we did rock up, and there's this old couple that it's us in 50 years. Mm-hmm. They're just like, look like leather bags. That's their skin, like really tan Sydney ciders, just sitting on this bench together. And they looked over at us, and we're just on this sort of pathetic bench that we had no connection to. And we were waiting until they left. And we did. We waited until they left, and then we walked over there. But anyway, I rocked up to the park where I wanted to eat my kebab. Had in mind my bench that I wanted to eat it at. Great park bench. There's 2 girls there, dressed basically the exact same. They're wearing denim jeans that are like quite high with a tummy top on, and you'd
What's
think
a tummy top?
Oh, like showing off your tummy. Showing
like a midriff. What is that called?
I don't know. Anyway, they were wearing the same thing. And then I was like, what's that about? That's annoying.
Tank top.
They're both drinking Monster Energy drinks.
Okay.
And then
they're promo girls.
No, these are young. These were like, I reckon, 13, 14. Next minute, they're TikToking.
Okay.
They've got their phones set up and they're TikToking. And they shot different dances at different parts, but they kept their drinks on the bench, which is annoying.
How long were you watching them for?
It sounds horrible, but I wasn't actually just...
Did you give him a business card?
I made it a conscious effort not to look at them because I didn't want them to feel nervous about them TikToking. Mm-hmm. But maybe they don't. Maybe that's my shit because I'm mm-hmm. like, you guys keep doing you. Mm-hmm. You know, like I've seen Dogface puts out a TikTok and becomes a celebrity and he's now making money through his $3 million mm-hmm. Instagram. It can change your life.
So what was the monster drink thing, do you think? Is that like a new sort of subculture?
I don't know. I mean, it was a thing when I lived in Shepparton. There was, it seemed to be, I think, relating, maybe it was just in Shepparton at the park, but there was people that would go down there and just sit around drinking energy drinks. And it was 6 p.m. And I was like, no one fucking needs this amount of energy.
Mm. Yeah.
7,000 milligrams of caffeine at 6 p.m.
Were they good at their dances?
They were quite pathetic, to be honest. But really? It wasn't
so
like...
So, you were eating your kebab...
Yeah, I was more pathetic watching. Than them.
So, were you sitting on a bench or were you just standing near the bench waiting for them to move?
No. I sat on a subpar stool near uh-huh. it, like 15 metres away. And then I actually saw under some sort of a nicer covered area of trees, sort of like shady area, these nice rocks that had been sort of set out for people to sit on. Mm-hmm. And then I went there. And then these guys rocked up. They had charcoal chicken. Sunday afternoon, you get a okay, mind. Sure, okay. It's very, you know, people looking to eat in the parks. Mm-hmm. And they looked at my spot and thought, ah. And then they sat in this really crap spot. And as soon
isn't
as I finished.
The stool? Like, how many spots were at the stool? Like, I'm imagining. There was
two chairs. It was like two chairs.
When you say stool, like, I imagine it's high. Have I gotten that wrong? I imagine a bar stool that you're sitting on, which
you
seems
do bar
weird
stool,
at the
small stool. Like, it's just a small. And then as soon as I left. Mm-hmm. These seagulls that were eating their charcoal chicken straight into my spot. Mm. It's everyone had the same intention.
It's a big thing. It's like when you have sort of the gazebo or whatever at the park.
Yeah.
And the good thing is that Mason and I aren't really ones to interact and say, hey, what's you guys done? But Bree and Grace, that's a real quality of theirs both. And so anytime we go to the park, one of them are in charge of sussing out the gazebo.
Yeah.
And getting us dibs on one of them.
Yeah. I mean, you've either got to rock up late or ask, this is a power move, ask to share. They don't want to, but they say mm-hmm. yes. And then you enter in and then they leave. Mm-hmm. Because
they're trying to have a party.
Yeah, they're like, what's going on here?
Surely you can't ask to share. I mean, I hate, maybe this is getting me really excited. COVID is getting me really excited about something.
What?
We can't do communal tables anymore. Communal tables.
Oh, yeah.
Within like food courts, cafes.
Food courts are still there.
You can't have a communal. You can't be sitting next to someone you don't know anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, like the rando table.
Mm-hmm. You know the big. You know the tables I'm talking about.
Yeah. A lot of people ignore. I mean, try and get away. It's that last minute thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder when the communal table will. Come back.
Maybe never.
And is it back? Maybe, I mean, in Sydney and mm-hmm. Perth and all these other areas, they're completely open. It's crazy.
When you go, here's a question for you. When you go to a cafe or a restaurant, if it had one section which is a bench seat, like a loungy sort of bench seat, and then on the other side just two normal seats, would you prefer to go the bench or would you prefer to go the seats?
Oh, I prefer bench.
Okay.
Yeah, I prefer sort of...
And so would you go the bench as a standard?
Depends who I'm with. If I'm with Amy, most of the time I end up just, would you like that? It's just, it's what if I can do one thing in our relationship, it's to give her the premium spot. But sometimes she might not want it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like an aisle. It's like if you were flying, would you... What are you better? What are you? Actually, you're good.
Which
you
I'm easy. Asleep. I'll just do whatever. Easy. I'll just be like, whatever's going to be the least hassle.
Least some annoyance. People are very fussy.
When it comes to buses, I don't want to go on the back of the bus just because I'll
back
vomit.
Of the bus. Okay, Uber. I know you have to travel in the back, but what do you prefer? The behind just the driver the or?
No, I would prefer to be able to see their speedo, just to micromanage in my head.
Yeah, okay, and the left. If we're going 65, if we brake right now, will we die? No. And then you're happy with your drive.
Yeah, this I definitely prefer that. But I also think potentially safer.
Is it? Here's one for you. George and I have something in common with the office. We like to... We discovered that when we put the roller door down for our garage, or we close the door, or we set an alarm, we like to take a photo of the action of doing it. And it's something about like these small tasks, if you're busy, seem to disappear in your mind. And so the reason we say this is because the next door neighbor at our office has left their garage door open all night.
Any good tools?
There's water bottles in there. I don't know.
You just saw it. Did you contact him?
Well, no, it's not one that I know. There's no doorbell and there's a security gate pulled down. And I don't want to go in and just press the down button because if the alarm goes off, it's it can still be on. The alarm can still be on. Mm-hmm. But just anyway, to prevent it. And so George says that when he does the alarm, he's filming himself.
How many can he put together a montage? Can we get GB to put a montage or a collage at least of the button being pushed?
Yeah, I can do a garage door montage as well.
That'd be fun.
What I just do is like it going down in live video, so you can press it, sees it going down. Mm-hmm. I mean, the alternative is a security camera just being able to check when you're halfway home. Fuck, did I remember? Because everything's just autopilot, right? Mm-hmm. You end up just, you do it.
Well, that's what's good about the smart home stuff, being able to have a look, what's on, what's turned off.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could have a smart adapter between your straightener or your toaster, those types of things.
Good one. Or your iron, classic iron.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I don't really use an iron.
Do you have an iron?
Are you really using an iron? How often do you use an iron?
No, absolutely not. In my old personal training studio, on the carpet was an iron burn. That's how fucking old this joint was.
Yeah. I don't see the need. But I am sort of at the moment, I'm just doing a bit of a cull. I've got too much shit. I've got too many, like I spoke about it probably 6 months ago, too many old undies, too many old socks. I'm about to do a complete audit. And part of it is that the way that our apartments just don't have much storage space.
No.
And so Bree tends to, with my t-shirts, if she sees that I've left someone around, she will hang it up. Whereas I don't hang up. I fold and put it in my, like I've got like shelving section. I'm more of a folder than a hanger. Do you hang your clothes?
I'm a hanger.
The problem with hanging is it's just like, well, the thing with hanging is it's going to a droop a little bit. Like potentially you're going to lose some of the shape. It's also the way that our apartment's designed. I have to completely close the bedroom door to access that section. So I don't like, from an accessibility thing, it's annoying.
I get it.
And but there's definitely a simplification. How many clothes do you need?
I mean, you don't need many. I hang all my t-shirts, jumpers and jackets and it's not your purely...
Knits. Do you have any knits?
You're not meant to... No, I don't have any knits.
Have you seen
knits before and fucked it. Absolutely.
Have you seen Justin Bieber's knit? He's got a new YouTube documentary.
Oh, it's like what happened when his tour got cancelled. It's like Justin Bieber in lockdown. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? I saw a trailer or something for it.
Yeah, he's the shot of trying to find it. He's got a very nice knit that I'm obsessed with. Yeah,
just find out what brand it is. Type it in. It's probably $6,000.
No, Bree looked it up. $350, I think it was.
Is it his brand, Drew? Drew Hat?
It's something.
Because he's wearing his clothes.
What do they call them? They're not jumpers in the States. What are they called?
Sweaters, like a varsity sweater? No.
No, it's got like I remember the.
I'll find, can you
essentials?
Buy it?
So I think it's called Essentials.
Let's have a look. Can you please buy Justin Bieber's sweater? And so we can.
Okay, here we go.
We can call you Biebs.
Sweater, Essential. Oh, is that his brand or something? No, what is
Drew? Essential. Drew is his.
So what's Essentials though?
He's probably owning fucking million other brands
oversized
as well.
Oversized essentials. It looks quite nice, but I do like a knit. I definitely post sort of summer when we get into winter. I've got a couple of knits, but I think that I could even up that to have a few more.
Something that I got rid of is a. It was something I got for my birthday. It was a Oculus. Remember when I got the Oculus for my 30th birthday from Jules Lund?
And then he got it back off you, didn't he?
He asked, "Oh, mate, can I borrow it?" And then I've just been tagged in LinkedIn in a post. He's been doing an interview, and in the interview, he's got it on his face. And he tagged me and said, thanks for the Oculus Tommy jacket. I said, thanks for the birthday present, mate. I'm pretty sure his plan worked. He bought me an Oculus so he could get it back for himself.
Have you seen, just on the Bieber thing, have you seen late, did you say you have or haven't seen the latest doco?
Just watched the first few minutes and then I got
interrupted. It's very, very good. Very good. So, yeah, remember the last one that he did? It was a bit of a mess. No, it wasn't average. It was just a bit of a mess. He was just anxious and all of that sort of thing. He was in the big hyperbaric chamber thing or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
But now he's doing really well. It's great to see.
It's every quarter we do a Bieber update, and I appreciate it every time we do. I like the shot that he's with the lights behind him. It's like this where he's doing the interview. It looks great. I mean, they've
not to make it about looks. Miley Cyrus's mullet, though.
I mean, get a haircut, get a real job is what my friend's dad said to me once. Mm. Get a haircut, get a real job.
What do you think of the, like, am I off on this one, or do you like Miley Cyrus's mullet?
Mullets.
She's not doing
coming
it for
back.
Us,
there are a bunch of people doing mullets.
Mm-hmm.
Miley Cyrus seems like the person that would do a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
She pulls it off. If Amy was rocking a mullet, we would be in trouble.
Really? Why do you think that? Why can't Amy do a mullet?
I don't think she has what it takes to rock a mullet. I'm not saying I have what it takes to rock a mullet. Mm-hmm. You need southern swag.
Do you know who would rock a really, really good mullet?
Pete Shepherd.
No.
Seth Godin.
No. GB.
A skullet.
GB, yeah. Would look sick in a mullet.
I reckon he would. See,
but I could just imagine GB with like a really, with a mullet and a tight t-shirt that says Hump Day Replay on it, but just like one of those really sort of potentially even seeing his belly button, like that sort of tight. Don't you think that would look good on GB? GB with like quite tight jeans, almost like he's a member of the Monkees.
he's got a great look, GB. I think he does. He's got that. My mum said, George is so interesting looking, like in a nice way. It was like, and I was like, I get it. She said, mum said, George has that movie star look.
Mm.
You know, like he's just got this look about it. I love you, GB.
Could we dress, how do you feel about us all dressing GB? We do an episode where it's called Dress GB and we all have to come up with different styles and then everyone votes on which style they like the most.
I love it. Can we at least have him wear it to the Christmas party? Get it done by our Christmas party.
Yeah, so whichever one we land on. I like that idea. I can imagine him in... what's the, like a corduroy sort of thing?
Corduroy? Oh, like suspenders? No, what are they called? Like overalls?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Oh, he would look great in overalls.
Mustard overalls, white tee, mullet.
No, this is sounding good. Alrighty,
Send your suggestions for GB in the meantime. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
Thank you also to everyone for your reviews as well on Apple Podcasts. We've got a bunch that have been coming in. Also, given that it's a Hump Day Replay's 20th episode, go and give it a 5-star review on there. I'll just let's go on to Apple Podcasts and see what everyone is saying. Bunny from Oz says, great listening. Hi, guys. I heard the both of you on the You Project late October and have listened to your podcast ever since. You guys are informative, topical, easy to listen to, and just downright funny. I'm very happy that I've become a Gronk Squad member and am a proud Melburnian. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Bunny from Oz.
Thanks, Bunny.
All right.
Thank you.
It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Feel free, send us an email. Otherwise, enjoy your day. Have a good one.
See you guys.